It seems a pipe in Honolulu Harbor is not the only thing that needs fixing. Lawmakers and environmental groups are concerned that Matson Navigation Company needs stronger oversight and regulations, not to mention the state of Hawaii. Robert Harris is the director of the Sierra Club of Hawaii.
This is shocking and outrageous. The level of frustration is greatly increased with the knowledge that both the state and Matson were aware of the leak ahead of time. The fact that they knew about this and could have prevented the major environmental disaster simply means that they're going to open themselves both up to increased liability, and they should be.
Originally, Harris had hoped the state would go forward with a natural resource damage lawsuit against Matson.
Now that the state is now one of the potential liable parties, it's possible that other third parties could come in to sue and take over control of that lawsuit.
The death toll of fish and marine life has topped 26,000. Harris says it's nearly impossible to restore the reef and fisheries that were decimated in the molasses spill.
Coral reefs simply take decades or centuries to grow. A lot of times when they try to assess fines for this, they're simply just trying to find a monetary value for what these things cost. And obviously that money can be invested into nearby ecosystems and doing other things, but quite simply, you know, the environment will never be returned to the way it was before.
While Matson has stored and transported molasses for the past 30 years, there was never a contingency plan for a spill of this nature. State Representative Chris Lee is the chairman of the House Energy and Environmental Protection Committee. Lee says what remains to be seen is what role Matson will play in a larger recovery effort.
The question that still has to be answered is, when this molasses cloud disperses and that's all done, what happens to the reef? What happens to all the different species that were in the area that fishermen and everybody else depend upon? Do we restock that area? Do we reseed it with new species? And will Matson cover that?
Those are just some questions the company and the state will have to face in coming weeks. Molly Solomon for HPR News.